Thank you for calling AccuPack Midwest. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To speak with our sales team, please press 1. For customer service and shipping, press 2. Or for accounting, press 3. To repeat these options, please press pound.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
AccuPack Midwest.
Hi, this is Alfonso with the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking to touch base with Mark. Is he in?
Can you hold on?
Yeah, thank you. Hey Mark, how's it going? This is Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff.
Who are you with?
With the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, it sounds kind of funny over the phone. I'm just reaching out. We sent out an offer to the business about like 2 weeks ago, letting you know that you're pre-approved for $250K for some equipment and working capital.
Oh boy.
You know
how many times I hear that?
That you're pre-approved?
Yeah.
How much are you any needs?
No, not really.
Not at the moment?
What is Cardiff? Is that, what country is that? Is that England?
No, we're actually located in San Diego, California.
Or where's the corporate office?
The corporate office? Yeah, it's overseas. But this is our main office here in the U.S.
States.
Mm-hmm. How's business?
I can keep you in mind.
Yeah, most definitely. Do you have a good email? Maybe I could send you an email just in case something does happen.
I have three bad ones and one good one. Okay.
That's the one I'm looking at right now.
It's Mark, M-A-R-K,
uh-huh.
At AccuPackMidwest.com.
AccuPack. Midwest, right?
.com, yeah.
Midwest.com. All right. Is there a good time maybe to follow up with you? Just call back.
Yeah, there's never a really great time, but just any time you feel like it, I guess.
When do you? Is there a particular time during the year where you bring on maybe some equipment or capital?
I guess near November, December, yeah, possibly, but who knows?
Yeah.
It's all about need for the most part.
Exactly. Any new projects or anything coming up?
Yeah, we have a couple. I don't know what the total dollar damage is yet, but there is a might be an opportunity.
Right. How are you like with the competitors? Are they like doing anything differently than you, or
competitors doing anything different?
Yeah, or is it kind of around the how's the competition out there?
Well, it's fierce everywhere. You know, banking or wherever you go, it's fierce. But you know, I don't. There's a lot of changeover in the packaging industry right now, so
mm-hmm.
Everybody's buying up everybody.
Yeah, right. Okay. Are you guys doing anything differently this year? Like, you guys want to attribute more growth, or is there anything there? Any plans?
Well, we just try to create new private label lines, and you know, it's so it's off the. All you have to do is order it, and if you're Target or whatever, you have a private label line, you order through us and we ship it to them, and that's the end of it for them. So it's
so that makes it a lot easier for them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's like a hassle.
Then they make 25% more on the bottom line because they're not dealing with a distributor.
Mm-hmm. So you're like that middleman that just kind of cuts that out.
Well, we're not a middleman. We're a manufacturer that cuts out the middleman.
Oh, okay. So it just makes it a whole lot easier. And they make 25%. They save that?
Some do, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, that's a huge profit. That's a huge selling point for sure.
It's getting off. Yeah, it is. I mean, that's why Kroger's. That's why you're seeing Kroger's come out with all their different SKUs that are right next to Head and Shoulders. Or that's why they're doing all the knockoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. That's cool though. All right. All right, Mark. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'll send you an email real quick, and then I'll just follow up with you.
All right, thanks.
All right, Mark, you have a great day, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.